It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it. DJ ATL Atlanta Style live at you. Hey, Six, what's up, man? How's everything, bro, man?
Yo, yo, we are here. We're here. Happy 2022. Happy 2022 from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Man, we made it. We are here. How you doing,
man? I'm doing great, man. I can't complain, man. You know, we made it here. 2022, man. We here. We still in our same situation. We still got the COVID going, and we're here. That's it. And, you know, God has blessed all of us. We are still here. And I know you got a lot to get into, so I'm going to go ahead and let you do it because we've got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about because we have some passings going on coming into 2022.
No doubt. Yeah, so we definitely want to say thank you, Lord, for bringing us to 2022. We didn't make it, but we are here. But we definitely want to say before we start, we cannot forget about the legendary Betty White, passed away at age 99. We want to send our thoughts and prayers out to her, her family, her friends, and her fans, and also John Mack.
And I don't want to be get into, because since we talked about John Madden and we just talked about Betty Wright, because Betty Wright is a very, very interesting situation, and I mean for years, but let's talk about some of the great things she's done for people in general, for a black person. I know one back in the day and time, back in 1955, she brought on one of the most famous tap dancers, black African-American dancers on her show that she did. She did a real live stand-up show. And this is back before segregation and Jim Crow era. And a lot of people got mad with her for bringing on that young man and have her there. And she came back and told them, hey, y'all don't like it? Just live with it. And she did another interview. And that, unfortunately, in that day and time, they ended up canceling her show. So big ups to Miss Betty Wright, man. Really.
Some of that sketch comedy she had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that black man that was in that show. And the thing about that show, man, one thing about Betty White, she was full of comedy. You know, she was full of comedy, but she did not have a prejudice bone in her body. You know, and that's the thing that we still have struggles with, you know, even being this far, you know, in history. You know, it's still some divide there. But
yes.
One thing
and
about
I,
it,
and I think, yeah, Six, just to say something on top of that, the divide that we have is kind of a little bit different than the divide of their era, because their era, it was more or less was the Bible book word. It was good. In this era, we have where it's almost a financial statement going on with behind these things. So, and it's always to draw the needle to make people look and to follow, because it's now a follow me state. So people say things and do things and say what they feel and think they get a whole bunch of followers from it and think that that's right. And that's the difference in this day and time. Those days and times of my ancestors, you know, from all out over the world, you know, that we as black people had to go through a lot of prosecution in this country to get to the point to where we are today. And if it wasn't for all the things that was accomplished in the back in the day, we probably would not be reaping the benefits that we're seeing today. But I'm going to pass it all back to Six, because I know there's a lot more things you need to talk about too, besides just this.
Yeah.
We'll get into this later.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Because growing up, the way I found out about Betty White, crazily enough, my sister used to watch this show, Rest Her Soul. She used to watch this show, which later on I found out was the Golden Girls. But I know they would, every time, it's like something, every time I would watch the show, they would always be in the kitchen eating something. I'm like, what is that they eating? It's white. What is that? It looks like cake, but it's not cake. And come to find out later on, it was cheesecake, which she started making herself. But the first time I seen a cheesecake was on the Golden Girls. So I would watch it, you know, Rue McClanahan, Bea Arthur, you know, Estelle Getty, and, of course, Betty White, you know, which I later on grew to love that show. You know, I love the feistiness of Blanche, you know, Rue McClanahan, you know, the smart wit of Estelle Getty, you know, Bea Arthur's mother. And then it was Betty White, you know, with the comic relief. You know, so it was just a beautiful, beautiful show to watch. So definitely want to send out condolences to her family, her friends, her fans. Betty White, gone at age 99. She passed away in 2021. This is our first day of 2022. So, yeah, man. And once again, from my family to your family, happy, prosperous 2022. May we all stay healthy. May we all be strong. May we all get rid of procrastination. And just have a good year, man. I mean, the slate is clean, brother. So whatever you didn't do in 2021, you got a new slate here in this 2022. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, Six Eyes Radio Network. Yeah, man. In our next segment, we'll talk about John Madden. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I want to get into. Yes, definitely. So do we want to go ahead and get into a commercial right now?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll be right back.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
All right. Where the stars come, Six Eyes Radio. We're going to get into some music, couple of songs, and then we're going to get into some more conversation. Once again, it's Six Eyes Radio Network, January 1st, 2022, first day of the year. Hello to our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries. 100-plus countries, man, that ain't too shabby. And we're continuing to grow each and every day. All right, now we're going to do some music, and then we're going to come back with some great, great conversation. DJ ATL, and hey, if y'all notice, the roles are reversed. Normally, I'll be sitting back chilling, but now ATL is sitting back chilling. But don't worry, he's still turned up. He's turned up, never turned down. But we're going to get into some music, and then we're going to have some more great conversations. Six Eyes Radio. Thank you.
When your heart is getting tight, when your heart starts to race, going in for it, this fast. When you go out your way, and you start making things, you don't need to say no. Can't do the same. Don't make
Thank you.
When I hit that switch, every moment I'll go
crazy. Yeah. Six Sides Radio, baby. Happy 2022.
Yeah. I don't usually do this. Can I sing, please?
Lines are open. Press that one if you want to talk to it.
Victoria, my story is glorious. Hold up into the paper and release my grip. You can check.
let both go. Both who underestimate, they bow to my toes. The crown is all mine, ain't no thorns in my roses. God came to me and told me that I'm the chosen. Cold is when it's slow, hotter than an explosion. Volcano and explosion, supreme being. See the beast to unleash her hair. Get Babylon from the streets to the sweet piece of hair of all. Ain't no winners in my city, it's sin. They don't want us to fill the soul. So we keep it with you.
Anybody on the phone lines?
When somebody else is who you are.
All right. Six Hours
Radio. Who we got on the phone
lines, Lewis?
Pay attention, Lewis. Wake up, Lewis. 2022, Lewis.
ATS Styles, what's up? What's up? All right, what's going down? All right, guys. Gonna get into some music right quick. Six, you there?
If you want to meet my mic, yeah.
Yeah, my mic. Okay, my okay, cool. We just got through hearing that set you was playing, man. So let's get back into some of the topics you said you wanted to talk about. Let's talk about John Madden.
Yeah, let's talk about John Madden. Unmute my mic, dude.
And while we're doing that drop, hey, I have somebody that likes to say something right quick for us.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Lynn Townsend.
All right. Okay, let's get going, man. So let's just get into this whole John Madden thing, because this is very interesting. And we're talking about John Madden, and also not just talking about John, but we'll get into other things. But go ahead, Six. You want to start it off?
Well, first off, John Madden was a great football coach for the Raiders. For y'all LA fans out there, LA Raiders. And also was a great coach, also a great broadcaster, and a lot of people know him from the Madden football game, the video game. That's where a lot of people got to know John Madden. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. Basically, yes, because the game itself is separated throughout all the game systems from PlayStation to this and to that. And a lot of the younger generations who are coming up learned about Madden, and they always heard Madden was a video game, and they knew that that was basically the foreplay for every year when football was played. They had that game coming out, Madden, and every kid wants to join the Madden and play. Whether you were female or male, you will have a sister's state of playing the Madden football game. And just itself, man, John Madden, let's leave into – he was bigger than football. And I'm going to say this, y'all. I mean, how many people who came across Mr. Madden, John Madden, I mean, if you could talk to any NFL player, all of them that ever came across John Madden, they have great things to say. When John Madden
right.
said you was a superstar, if John Madden said you was that, you knew you had made it. You were going to think. I was listening to Shannon Sharp. He did an interview with ESPN, and he was doing his interview, and he was talking about John Madden. When John Madden told him he was a great tight end, he said that meant a world to him, a world.
Right.
Mike Vick, another one, another great one. I mean, I'll go because this is give everybody a think. A lot of people say, oh, Mike Vick could not be a good quarterback. He was never.
Well,
but John Madden said he was
an
elite quarterback. At the time,
John Madden
and he was
set the tone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Definitely,
he set the tone. That's why I kind of say not just for football. He was bigger than football because his inspirement to athletes all over the world. People will come in who wanted to play professional sports. I don't care if you was not even a football player. You wanted to have something to say. You would say Madden, John Madden. You knew that. If he said something to you, you was on a level of going greatness.
Right.
But getting back to Six Eyes, man, it's a huge loss to the whole Madden field, to football itself. And, again, I know this is another thing. Some professors I know, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later about this woke society because – we got to, in this council society, we got to deal with this. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about this crap because we got to put a finger into this whole woke society and council because a lot of them don't know what the world they're talking about and don't understand really what's going on in the world. They're being really pathetic and coming off very bad. But to get back into it, I'm going to let my ball go back to Mr. Six Eyes because I know he got more to say about John Madden.
Yeah. Definitely, man. Like I said, John Madden was instrumental in a lot of football players' lives, and he touched a lot of lives. I mean, from LeBron James, you know, even said, you know, kind words, you know. So it was just, a great loss. 85 years, so you can't be mad at that. you know?
And also, since we are in sports and football right now, also let everybody all we need some students, also since our condolences out to Mr. Legendary Great, Mr. Dan Reeves, former Falcon coach, former Broncos coach, another inspired person that was in the football league that inspired a lot of people. One of the first persons to draft Mike Vick, because I'm going to Mike Vick, and I actually give him an opportunity to be a quarterback, was Mr. Dan Reeves here in Atlanta, Georgia. So I give credit to Dan, and I mean, Dan was a great, outstanding guy, and it is a huge loss for the football community, too. But pass the ball back to you, Mr. Six.
Yeah, man. So what is your – well, I don't make New Year resolutions. I think anybody that makes a New Year resolution sets themselves up for failure, you know. So I would say just try to have a better New Year than the previous. Would you agree?
No. I agree.
Hold on, we got somebody that wants to speak. Here, speak. What's up, Will?
Hey, this is Will I am.
We are live.
Oh, put me on speak. Put me on speak. Yeah, put me on speak.
Here we go.
Hey, we're live.
There you go.
Hey, this is Will I am. And I feel anybody that makes New Year's resolution, it's not a promising resolution, but however, something that someone tried to accomplish. I mean, for example, if you an alcoholic, you will, within your heart, probably make a resolution, you understand, to quit drinking or to start out on drinking. Because you know alcoholics can't stop drinking. So the best thing we'll do is to try to slow down some drinking. It's just like life situation. When one decides to make a judgment and changes one's life. Even though a change can be made overnight, but one can work towards making a change for their life in which they base the resolution on. And that comes like day, one day at a time. Because nothing overnight can be changed without the hand of God. Only God can make a change overnight.
Hmm. Okay. Good perspective.
Want some energy?
Hey, put my mic on mute, man.
Yes or no?
No, no, I'm good.
Okay. I go play good.
Lewis, what is that noise?
I'm here. All right, we're going to go ahead and get into some music if you want to, or do y'all have anything else you want to talk about before I come back and talk about this situation that I have to have a long talk with people about, Matt?
Go right ahead. Mute my mic, and I'll let you know when I want to come back in. Mute both my mics. Take over.
Oh, you have a revolution. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're done with that. Put both mics on mute.
All right. Okay, guys. All right, we're getting back to here. So, let me get into some music. So, I see my thing is all canning. I tell you what, we're going to get into some, let's play some Bobby Womack. Man, that's a nice thing to kick off the first of the year.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down, I'm broke. Tell me about the things that a girlfriend got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're moaning now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more.
done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. Just fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. Hey, I ain't been a lot of places, I ain't seen a lot of things, but this life feel high and that bitch gotta get paid. I ain't never played sports, I ain't never ran track, but if the law's coming, all I know is gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay, mama thuggin' for a baby just to see a better day. You weren't having much, but mama taught you cherish what we had, and don't be tripping if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall. Just to fall, put my back against the wall, hey, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days, couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of pilots jump ship when the road reached the cliff, never trip, stay down and out, he's seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bring you plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey, it's all I done made it through it all, took some chests just to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
Hey, yeah.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me.
All right, all right. It's your boy DJ ATL Style. Just got you coming from that set, doing that little set right there, man. You know, right in that set, you heard your boy. Oops. I heard your boy, the legend himself, Bobby Womack. And also, you heard that set from that boy D-Red with Rain on Me. All right. Like I promised. We're going to get into this topic, man. I got to get into it. I said something earlier about LeBron James about, not LeBron James, I'm sorry, John Madden, about this woke and cancel society, whatever you call cancel. They want to cancel everything. We're going to have a long talk about this. Interesting. First thing is interesting that we had a professor come out and said that he thought that Madden, John Madden had, which is weird, they said that it, what was it again? It kind of like made professional football player, John Madden responsible for making enslavement, entrapment for fast football players. Which is, I'm going to say this, and you know, I've heard a lot of craziness been going on, but let's keep this straight. Most of those professional football players are multimillionaires. John Madden inspired players and people with the John Madden video game. It was inspiring to make people want to believe that their dream was going to develop to where it is, where these guys. Not everybody gets to be on a Madden cover. Not everybody gets to be on a Madden video game. And not everybody who wants to play football gets to be a professional football player. yes, indeed. This is DJ ATL. And this is why I'm saying this, is that this whole woke council society, it's got to stop, because y'all don't even know what y'all talking about and what y'all hearing, and y'all making statements and stuff that just doesn't even relevate to what people's accomplishments have been crossed. John Madden was bigger than football. Matter of fact, he was way huger than football for the things he's done for football. He didn't just do things for football. He elevated football to another level. But, hey, I got my guests on the phone getting ready to come in here. And I think she got some things to say, and I'm going to let her speak. And she also got some more guests to speak with her. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles. How you doing, Miss Angel?
What's up? Happy New Year's, everybody.
You have the floor.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm playing Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I just want to come on here and just speak to everybody all over the world about this COVID thing that's going on. Like, a lot of people that's out in the club and stuff, and they think it's safe. It's not safe. I got some of my friends that got the COVID. One of my friends is fighting for her life. She's back and forth, but she in there. They don't know if she's going to make it and stuff. And I just want, you know, people that realize what you do or what you be around with, just, you know, be safe out there and, you know, cover up, you know, stay low and be laid back and stuff forever, because it's really getting serious out there. But we can only just pray about it. And I designed a little new about my little sex tour that I want to have going on, about people having good, you know, something out for, you know, a little sex thing or something. I don't have sex at all. I'm just like, it's going to be Angel Sex Eye Tour.
Okay, cool. Go for it. Do what you got to do. It's your floor.
Yeah. So how you been doing?
I can't complain. Been working, doing my thing, and we've been talking about a lot of issues that are going on around the world. You just brought one of the things we have not got into is the COVID-19 and the unicorn viruses, which is going very viral right now. A lot of people are sick. A lot of people are getting tested. A lot of things are being culminated right now. And we just have to do what we always do, wash your hands, try to be careful, be aware, wear your mask. Just do the things that's right that's going to help protect you. Eat a lot of stuff that's valuable that's going to help build your immune system. These are the things that I want you to do. If you have to take a vaccine shot and you haven't took it, maybe you might want to take it if you feel that you're coming in contact with a lot of people. So you don't be a person that catches it and end up leaving the earth and won't be able to get that supper no more. So I do want to say that straight out. But back to Angel, you go ahead and you can speak on all these things.
I also want to say that if you out in a restaurant, as my example, I will not be in a restaurant ever, because if you go in a restaurant, you don't know when you're in a restaurant or a fast food, McDonald's, or wherever y'all gotta go. Please just stay away from there, because you don't know when you're in a restaurant and people making your food, they could have the COVID too. So I just remove myself from there. But I want to bring my sister in here. She wants to come in, so I have to, like, bring her in. She wants to speak or something, my sister Tawana. It's like by my dad, but it's not like that. She just wants to come and just speak to the world and stuff, whatever. So I was waiting for her to send me a text so I could bring her in and stuff, whatever. But I was at the store at Walgreens, and something told me not to go in there. So when I walk in there and I just, you know how you see something and you know when somebody like, they kind of doing their cough a little bit or something, and some dude went in there and just like, oh, y'all finna die, whatever like that. So I just took my yellow bird around and just like, just spray. So I had a whole lot of light sauce and I just sprayed the whole thing, like everybody can start spraying and stuff real like that to keep the nothing on the cover. So you can drink like lemon, you can cut some lemons up, cut the peels up, the oranges, the peels, and you get some sea salt and you sprinkle that in there and you let it boil up and you put a sheet or a towel over your face and you breathe under there, and there it keeps it. And then they also have the coronavirus suit. So I am a chef, and I will be giving y'all some details about this that y'all can have that too. Because, you know, I don't want nothing to happen to us, you know. I just wish this just go away and we could just live a good life. But ain't nobody really been living a good life. And now because the COVID and stuff. It's very scary. So if I decided to travel somewhere, I would just, like, go buy my own food and do it instead of being in a restaurant. Because you don't know when people is cooking on your stuff and they give you coffee and stuff. And then you're tested, but y'all never heard. Oh, Liz, I want to tell you. Did you hear about the cruise? Like everybody was on the cruise and stuff, wherever, and they all had got they shots and stuff, and all of them sick, and they got the COVID. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Now I'm asking you a question. Did you hear about the cruise?
Yeah, I'm aware of the cruise that they're talking about. They don't want people on the cruise right now because it's a spreader.
Yeah, two of my friends on there, two
okay.
died, and the other one is still trying to fight it.
Oh, yes. I'm very sorry. My condolences go out to them. What I will say on top of these things is that, like I said, you have to be careful in what you're doing. Everyone has to be careful of your surroundings. Wash your hands. Like I said, do diligence to keep building your immune system. This is what I'm saying to everyone to do that. But another thing I do want to say, Miss Angel, you said you had your sister come on. She's going to come on and speak. I'll give her the floor, and she can speak if she wants to right now. And y'all can go ahead.
Yeah,
and
let me see if I can bring her in. You can do what you do, and I'll just come in.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to some music, and when we come back, we'll be hearing her and her sister speak on this matter. Right now, we're going to get into my homeboy. We're going to get into my man, DJ Quick. All right.
Let's get in.
Since I was 14, babysitting chicken heads, you poor thing. You
gotta get up and leave now or cook chicken wings or something if you think that you gon' kick it with me. You feel me, baby? You got somebody at home waiting for you to come and dance on them like you was popping out last night on the dance floor wildin', had your boy smiling, trying to get down into your sand like I just discovered an island.
You're moving it right.
You're moving it.
If this is a sign.
Showing.
I'm touching tonight.
I'm into it.
I wanna touch you.
What's your name, baby?
You're moving it right.
You're moving it.
If this is the sign,
I'm seeing it.
I'm touching tonight.
What's the move?
I wanna touch you. You're moving it right.
You're moving it.
If this is the sign,
I see it.
I'm touching tonight.
You know what's up.
I wanna touch you.
You're moving it.
You're moving it right.
You're doing it.
If this
yeah.
is the sign,
I'm checking you out.
I'm touching it.
Yo, check this out. I want all the ladies to put your hands in the air. Martini glasses, high above your head. And let me see you dance without spilling one drop. If you can do that to this track, you're better than I thought about. Cause it's the wet leg.
What up, though?
And DJ Rick. Doing what we do naturally.
Motor City.
Boy, DJ ATLN Styles, y'all just got through hearing a classic by Sam and Dave with Soul Man. Before that set, you heard my man DJ Quick in the featuring out of LA. But hey, before we get into anything else, and before we get back into our interview talk, I'm going to play one more song. I'm getting ready. I feel like I just need to get in. I'm going to play some Alexander, which is going to be on here real soon. Well, We're setting that up. We're going to set that up. Alexander O'Neal. Yes, he will be getting on to this network. I'm definitely getting ready to bring him on. I mean, legend game. I mean, you can't get any better or one of the most greatest fulfilled artists of all time is Mr. Alexander O'Neal. And we're getting ready to have a long conversation with him about his whole music career concerning with the things that he has done. So what we're going to do now is going to go ahead and play his single, Sunshine. Alexander O'Neal with Sunshine. All right, it's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. What it is and what it is. Just got through hearing Mr. Alexander O'Neal with Sunshine. Man, I'm going to tell y'all something. We're going to have that blast. Me and him going to have that wonderful interview. Y'all going to be in for a treat when we and him do this interview coming up real soon here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network with your homeboy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. But like I promised, I got my homegirl ready to come in here again. I'm Miss, all right, Miss Angel, and she's supposed to be introducing her guest. All right, Angel, what's up? How you doing? There you go. Here's the floor
what's
to
up?
You.
It's a good Angel, and I got my best cousin from all the way from Ohio. She in the building. She's a very positive person. She came and represented, like, she's a singer, and she came and did 2 songs for my dad for the funeral, and I just want people to hear her out. She all the way from Ohio. So, Miss Treece, you in the building? That's my DJ, Lewis, and 6ix9ine. So if you come in, speak what you have to say, and, you know, your cousin always loves you, baby. So, you know, she's a singer. She has this voice, and I think that if we just let her out there and the people hear her, y'all will love her. What you doing, baby? How you doing?
I am doing fine. My name is Latrice, and thank you, Kezo, for letting me come on the show. I'm very shocked that you picked me. I'm just chilling, and, you know, I'm working on music right now and singing, you know.
Okay, so do you mind, like, speaking? Tell us a little more about that stuff so they can know you, and then you can want to sing a song for us so they people can hear your pretty voice.
Yes. What I do is I sing gospel, R&B, and a little bit of jazz. And right now I write music. I'm back and forth doing studio time, and I do hair. So I'm just, you know, trying to build myself up as a person, and I'm only, you know, 27 trying to make it, so.
So can we hear your voice for everybody to hear you? You got something special to say out?
I appreciate
you coming out. I appreciate you coming out. The best, the 2 songs for my dad, that was very beautiful. It was a testimony, and I just want to love you, cousin, so.
Okay.
They did everything for us, for my dad. You know, they played his song and stuff for us. So I appreciate what you had did. And that was very beautiful. I was trying to record it, but I appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, okay. I could sing Eyes on a Sparrow, if you want me to.
Yeah, they hear you.
All right. Why should I feel discouraged? And why should a shadow come? Why should my heart feel lonely and alone from heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, I've cast the frames, His eyes are on us, and I know He watches. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I am free. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Yes, girl. So, what She's not, oh, yeah, what's that thing about that? What's that thing about my cousin? Now, speak. Talk to her. Ask her the question.
All right, great. It's your boy, DJ ATL Man Styles. Definitely enjoyed your beautiful voice. Yo, Six Eyes, what you think, man? Well, I think Six Eyes is on the road. He's doing his thing. He's doing some recording. Yes. We can tell your voice is very, very developed.
Definitely a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
So let me tell y'all something. So when my dad had the funeral, when I had came in. See, I haven't seen my cousin. I haven't seen her. So when I went in the bathroom, she was in the bathroom. You know, I had to pause for 1 minute. You know how you go in the funeral, you see somebody, and you go in and you start shaking. So she looking at me. She actually knew who I was, but she didn't know because I haven't seen her in a while because she had a friend with my dad. And I was shaking. I said that I couldn't go in there. But she gave me this testimony. She touched me, and she gave her heart. She went in, and she did. You did like 3 songs, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I did 2 songs.
Yeah, she did 2 songs, and I did, you know, 3 for my dad. The funny and the poetry and what I wrote by him. But I'm saying like when she had sung that song, like her voice, she have a voice. But I told her you don't have to be scared. So
not
I want her
all.
To be on the radio for she
like
just, for everybody can hear her.
Yeah,
go ahead, bad.
Yeah, not with a voice like that. And you sung without music, so you just imagine with some music. Well, what part of Ohio are you from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. I want you to go to Hungry Howie's for me, okay?
Okay.
What's up, Six Eyes? How you been?
All right, I'm good. I'm good. Six Eyes. Six Eyes. I'm good.
Six Nine. How you been?
You're just going to give me a name. I'm good. Listening to your beautiful cousin's voice. So how long have you been singing?
Since I was little.
Mm-hmm. And my dad loved her song. It's like the church.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad more than church, and he taught us. And so she been, like, singing when she was little. I had that voice, but I didn't have that voice because after that, when I had my kid, it just took away from me. So, no, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was going to do it, but. My
favorite singer is Jasmine Sullivan, hands down.
Jasmine Sullivan. Okay. All right.
They always say I kind of sound like her when I be trying to sing one of her songs.
Well, you definitely got some nice runs. I like how you made His Eyes on the Sparrow your own. I mean, because a lot of people, they try to imitate, you know, Lauryn Hill, you know, from Sister Act 2. And the thing about it, you made that song your own. I mean, your runs are totally different from hers, but you made that song your own. And actually, you could possibly do that as a cover song.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, are you working on any gospel?
Right now, yes. I'm doing a song right now. I don't have a name for it yet.
Okay.
So I'm working on it. My brother, he produced music, so.
Okay. Well, what's your brother's name?
His name is Mando Nate.
Mando Nate. Okay.
So he got some music on YouTube. So, you know, look him up.
Okay.
Yep. Excellent. And then me and my cousin thought about, she's going to show me a little more of a song. And then her gonna be on YouTube, and we're gonna get it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so check it out. I have a gospel show, and I would love to have you have some of your music on there when you're ready to have it on there. I'd love to debut you on the Six Eyes Radio Network, and we're in over 100 countries, so definitely you could get your you know, your ASCAP and all that stuff together, and that's 100 potential sales in, you know, the 100 countries.
Okay.
That is excellent.
Okay.
Mhm.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's welcome to the family.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy
yes,
New
happy
Year.
New
it's 2022.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I'm so happy. It's over.
Yeah,
the 22
I did had a balloon with my it's a face of my dad, and I put the me and my dad picture in a balloon, and I had $22
okay.
to put in there and blow it up. But you know how you in the city, they doing all the shooting and stuff, and so I'm like hoping nobody didn't shoot the balloon. You know, people were shooting
and
stuff wherever, but
the balloon went up.
I'm missing.
Well, look at it like this. That $22 you put in there, God's going to bless you. And you never know, that $22 may fall into a single mom's home, you know, her yard.
Okay.
You know, that $22 may fall into the path of a homeless person. I mean, you never know, you know.
Yeah, but you
who
know,
you
know, like with me and my sister yesterday, Erica, we sit there and she's like, "Oh, Angel." And I said, I'm looking at her like, "What?" I said to Erica, like, "Do you look at yourself in the mirror?" I said, "Do you look at yourself in the mirror?" So we laughing. But I had this hat on. That's my grandmother and my dad's mother. She wear the red lipstick. And I had the red lipstick on. And she said, "Oh, you look just like grandma." And I look at her and I look at myself in the mirror. I say, "I'm a red bone." And she's like, "No, look at yourself." I said, "No, look at yourself." And I look at my dad's picture and look at my grandma's picture. I said, "I do like my grandmama." So what I did is did another picture with my grandmother and my grandfather and stuff. It was $20 my sister gave me. She put $20 in, put it in there. She said, "No, we're going to put $22 in there." Because she said, "We're going to do the devil's balloons again." And we did it. And we just took the wine and we had Happy New Year to my dad. And so I just cried because I just like, you could see my dad like, "Okay, Ann, you know, Angel, you know what I'm saying? It's not the New Year's." And so when I want to say to you and Lewis, I thank y'all for being the kindest person, you know, being on there and playing songs for my dad. Like, that really mean a lot to me. And
I mean,
my
dad
loves that song. I'm that pusher. So when y'all get done, I just want to hear that song one time because I play that, and I'm saying, like, the hat my dad had on, like, I took the picture, everything. My dad, he was a pushing man. So I want to say thank y'all, and God's going to be sorry. Y'all going to be blessing for me.
Are you talking about the one by Curtis Mayfield?
Yeah, I'm your pushing man. My dad loved that song. I said, y'all were playing that when y'all playing his song. I said, I love y'all. And my play people had called me today. They said, "We're going to get a play out to y'all." So my play is for y'all. God is blessing y'all, and y'all got my prayer for y'all. So y'all going to get y'all blessing, too.
Here it is. And let me tell to my Father in heaven, too. Happy New Year, Dad. Love you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Grandpa.
Yeah, Happy New Year to your father, your grandfather, and Happy New Year to Papa Six Eyes.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing, Lewis?
You push me.
My cousin had to get out the phone. She said thank y'all and stuff because she would go to bed and stuff. But that mean a lot to me. I got represent for my dad and stuff wherever like that.
Okay, no problem.
No doubt. No
all right, sis.
Yeah, so your father is up there with some cool people. I mean, he's probably up there. He ran into my father and ran into Lewis' father. And they're probably up there talking music and just talking life. you know.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yep, and isn't that nice?
Yeah. Happy New Year, Papa Six Eyes. Love your mission. Hello to my sister. Hello to my brother. Love your mission. You know, be up there in heaven, smiling down on them.
Yeah.
And we all will see
you. I'm sorry about
again.
That. My
cousin
wanted to talk. I appreciate you letting me be on the radio and stuff. With my cousin, like, she means a lot. So she's saying that she's going to do a little more, have a song for you for your gospel singing. So she said that really means a lot. So.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love a shot. You know, I love that because she has a beautiful voice. And like I said, she sung that without any music. So that's beautiful. Definitely beautiful. Yeah, definitely. Okay, somebody, am I playing some music or is that?
Okay.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, you know, I come back on there or whatever. Thank y'all for putting me on the radio on Thursday. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I was trying to get my
Yeah, we're here every Saturday, 11:30. ATL Six Eyes. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if you want
live,
to download this show.
Live on the radio, y'all. DJ ATL and Styles, just definitely with my man kicking the fire, man. Six Eyes. You're live on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
So,
okay, we're going to get into this,
Radio
man.
Network.
Dude, mm-hmm. Am I not talking? Is it a ghost or am I talking? All right, so if you would like to download this show and any other Six Eyes Radio Network shows, all you have to do is go on your iPad, your Android, your Apple, your iPhone, Android, type in Six Eyes Radio in the search, FIXEYES radio, RADIO. In the top right corner, press subscribe, and you'll have this episode of the Six Eyes Radio Network you can download and have for your listening pleasure. That's all you have to do. And you'll get a notification each time we go on air, which we're on air 7 days a week. For your enjoyment, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Advertise with the Six Eyes Radio Network. Get your products out there to several hundred thousand people. We're over 100 countries. So definitely get out there. Surrounding city and state, faraway countries. The Six Eyes Radio Network got you for all your advertisement needs. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're going to talk about this.
All right, you
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's your boy DJ ATL. I have to bring this up, guys, and I think this is essential before you get off, as Angel. I definitely want to talk about this. This is something that just happened a couple hours ago. Around 4 o'clock. Actually 10 p.m. yesterday, 10:14. We had a New York police officer that was going between New Year's Eve shifts, doing his thing, have 4 children for what I was told, had a really nice family, actually took was outside a precinct taking a random rest, sleeping in his car, and a bullet, somebody shot him in his head.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, good thing is, the good news is that the gentleman did get the bullet removed from his head. He is making a recovery.
Praise God.
And he's
praise
making
God.
A full recovery,
yeah.
and God is actually on his side. But I really
God
want to talk more about this situation because of the fact that we're now becoming into a stage of society around the world, because someone hit me up and said this too. I think it was you, Six Eyes. Now, we used to have these certain areas that we could go into, and then we know these areas, and we knew that their crime was not going to be high in these areas. But now we know
right.
It's all over. They don't care where you're at, what point of competition is. You have to be around and search and be paying attention to all your surroundings completely.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted
absolutely.
To put that out there to everyone, just because he's an NPY cop that got shot in the head randomly at night. At 10 p.m. last yesterday night on New Year's Eve doesn't mean that everyone else is not a victim of this that can happen. So I just want people to be aware of their surroundings now. It's time to be studying your surroundings. You think something's not comfortable, get away, move. Don't conflict.
Absolutely.
Don't have conflict
Absolutely.
With people. I want to say this, like, with anybody out there driving the car, don't have conflicts with people because there's a lot of road rage going on. You just don't know what state of mind people are in these days. And it's best just to keep doing your thing and keep moving forward. Don't try to bring in and not try to be tough. Don't try to be brave and don't try to be something extra when you don't need to. Just all I want to say out there. Six Eyes, I know you got something to say on that too.
Yeah, definitely let me jump in here. It doesn't matter where you live. And the best example of that, ATL, years back in the 90s, Gianni Versace.
Right.
Same designer. End up getting killed going to get a newspaper. It doesn't matter if you're in the suburbs, wherever you're at, inner city, country, it doesn't matter where you're at. Crime is all over the world. It's everywhere.
Yep.
You can't run from it. So definitely all you got to do is stay prayed up, keep your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ close to you, then pray each step you make, each second, each minute, each hour, stay prayed up, and that's all we can do in this world. From the Six Eyes Radio Network, we are still in this, and say this with me, ATL, because you butcher names. For 2022, I want you to say this with me. You ready? I'm going to say it first, then you
can talk to me. I'm ready. Go.
Omicron.
Yes.
Speak a little bit more so you know I can hear that good stuff fucking up.
Wait, say that one more time.
I said, when you do it, speak up a little more.
Okay. Oh, wants to go up a little bit more.
Say this with me. Omicron. Cron.
Omicron.
Six Eyes Radio Network.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Six Eyes Radio Network. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah.
Six Eyes.
So we're gonna
radio
six
network.
Radio.
I never said nine. When did nine come in?
No.
Six
I'm talking about
Eyes
Angel.
Radio Network.
I'm talking about Angel.
Oh.
No, I'm saying you know. I just said it.
Yeah, you good, you good.
But it's
I'm just
cool.
Sticking with you. I'm just
it's cool,
with
guys. It's cool.
Yeah, but in all seriousness.
But it's Unicron, so it is. It's actually Unicron. It is actually Unicron. It's not
it's
Unicorn.
Omicron.
I was calling it Unicorn.
Omicron.
Omicron. Omicron. Okay, Omicron. I think there's different names for people saying it in different ways. Omicron, which we were talking about earlier. And getting into this again, I know everyone, I'm sending out a public announcement. People, be very careful. Make sure you wash your hands, wash your face. Make sure you take enough things in your body that can help build your immune system. But this is nothing to play around with. We have gotten some losses. We're having a very huge distraction right now from children actually dying from this situation.
I'm
so
not too clean.
I want people to be aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Condolences to your family. You know, people that, you know, that you lost. And I also want to say keep my Aunt Lavora in your prayers because she's battling the Omicron right now. So definitely keep her in your prayers. Lewis, that's my oldest aunt, the one that was on the gospel show, the one that was talking about the watermelon patch and my mother. So definitely keep her in your prayers.
Oh,
and
man.
Definitely praying for the world, society as a whole. That's everybody, my family, your family, all our friends. Everybody, the whole mankind, the whole universe, praying for everybody for a prosperous 2022. And I want to apologize because I don't know if I was telling you to mute my mic when I had my friend come and he didn't understand that I was on air doing my show. So if that happened to get on there, I do apologize.
Oh, no good. Hey, it's a live show. We do a live show, guys.
Yeah.
And we have things going on, so that's why we have it for you folks where you can call in live.
Yeah,
and call us live in at 424 243-9617. You have to speak to us anytime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, people getting their feelings. And, you know, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of family. I have a lot of friends. I have fans. And I didn't call and wish my boy a happy new year, and he was in his feelings like Drake. You know, so I'm like, look, dude, I'm on air right now. You know, so you might have heard the conversation, you might have didn't. But to all my family, friends, and fans, happy 2022. That covers all y'all. Okay?
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, listen. Happy New Year's. Love everybody and stay blessed and be safe and positive and cover up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep praising God. So can I say a prayer for y'all? For everybody?
Oh, do that again. I like that noise.
Okay. So we bow our heads right now?
Yeah.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I ask you to pray for the whole city of the world. I ask you to pray for the two people that came here as a DJ to speak their mind. I ask us, Lord, if you could touch us right now to keep this coronavirus away from us. Keep us safe. Keep us positive. We don't need to lose nobody. And Father, I ask you right now, whatever that we need to do, if you hear for us and hear us in your Lord and your power and your healing and your sickness and whatever you have to do, but we can fix it. We can fix this world for fighting, for beating, shooting, or whatever you can do. Because, God, we need you and our Lord, and we ask you to protect us, protect this whole world, that all of us can come together and be one in peace and name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Amen. Amen to that, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. And on that, definitely join us tomorrow for the 6 hour gospel show. That is 12 Central, 1 Pacific, and 10 a.m. Eastern, where you get your praise home without leaving the house, the 6 hour gospel show. The telephone number to the 6 hour radio network is 424-243-9617. Put that in your phone. 424-243-9617. Like us on the 6 Eyes Radio Facebook page. And once again, to enjoy all the 6 Eyes Radio Network shows, go to your podcast app on your phone and simply type in 6 Eyes Radio. That's SIXEYES space radio, RADIO. And in the top right corner, press subscribe and you'll have the 6 Eyes Radio Network on demand. Also, radio is very, very, very expensive. If you want to help give a donation to start this new year off right, 2022, you have two options. You can go to PayPal. The email address you'll enter is SIXEYES, the number 6, at gmail.com. For the PayPal, that is email address SIXEYES, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. For the Cash App users, that will be $SIXEYES. The digit 2, the digit 4. Once again, for the Cash App users, that's $SIXEYES. The digit 2, the digit 4. No amount is big or small. Whatever God puts in your heart will help us keep bringing you great programming for this 2022. Amen.
Yep. And I think the 2022, you guys, y'all be on there, that is really going to be blessed. That's my
thank you.
Name. So that's well, definitely going to cash out too. I appreciate y'all me coming on the radio. So I definitely got to give y'all something. Get some coins. You feel me?
Appreciate that. And like I said, it's going to be a great year. You know, it's going to definitely be a great year. Take it away, Louis. You about to sing for us? What you about to do?
Oh, man, I'm about to get into some music, man. I think this is actually really success. This is actually a part of our anniversary, how I came here, how long have I been here? About 4 years, and that's since 2017? So this is kind of like really one of my intros my anniversary being on the network, actually coming on the network. So I'm going to play Tony Tony's anniversary.
Yeah,
been on here for 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got to celebrate right now. So play that music, y'all. Like, wow, that's a blessing.
Yeah, been here a while. And it's very interesting. I've been here for your uncle, Mr. Grammy winner Harvey Scales. If it wasn't for
him, my cousin.
He put me into the limelight for me to do this and to go forward with this. Yeah. Bless my dad and my godfather and all of them for pushing and putting the good things into inside me to push forward, to push things and push things right. The way it is. And I definitely appreciate Six Eyes Radio and Six Eyes himself and Mr. Nikhail, Princess Nikhail, giving me an opportunity to get on the radio and to actually be able to do this show. So it's been very, very fun for the last 4 years, and I'm hoping to have a lot more fun more years coming up. I know a lot of people have moved on, but again, I think a lot of people have moved on. We'll move back here. We will see a lot of familiar faces come back, always. And that's real. So I'm going to get into this anniversary right now for Tony. They're doing an anniversary for me being on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Blow your party, favorite. Blow your party, favorite.
it's your boy DJ ATLN Styles. You know we're about to get ready to bounce up out of here. I see 6 hours is gone. Hey, what's up? You still there? You still there, Angel? Might have took a joyride too, so I'm the only one left. So hey, y'all know how it is. This is your boy DJ ATLN Styles. You know how I always want to do it. You know how I always gonna be. But before I get up out of here, I'm gonna talk about something that I haven't got a chance. And I always tell myself I wanted to talk about this, and I wanted to talk about the criminal system, the justice system. I don't know if everybody knows lately. In the last year, as a matter of fact, we're going to 2000. This is not sure last year. There was the oldest.
Bye.